Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dee's Dating Diary. My name is Dee, and I will be the host of the show. Now, just to give you a little background about myself, I was born and raised in Miami, Florida. I have a bachelor's degree in sociology, and I'm licensed to practice law in the state of Georgia, and I currently live in Atlanta. I started this podcast because I wanted to share my experiences and knowledge of dating, relationships, and life in general. I think we can all stand to learn things from each other's experiences, and really getting feedback is important for us women to make more educated decisions in the future. I'm hoping that in doing this podcast, I can help women grow from the difficult hardships they've faced in dating and better themselves so that ultimately we can become better people in dating, relationships, and life. This podcast is really a forum to share various women's stories and hardships in dating so we as women can learn from these situations and ultimately make better decisions in our dating and everyday lives. Most women have to simply figure things out for themselves, and this means getting your heart broken in the process, because as humans, our only option really is to learn by experience, through trial and error. It's hard to take advice from someone without understanding the reasoning or experience behind the advice and kind of seeing the big picture for yourself. So I hope that in doing this podcast, I can paint a clear picture for our listeners so that our collective experiences, both good and bad, can promote our understanding and enlightenment of self, dating, and life in 2013. So I thank you for tuning in, and I'll jump right into my topic for today, which is getting advice from friends and family. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. So, you have to know who you're getting your advice from. The person you get your advice from really does influence the choices you'll make in your dating life. Now, unless you're an objective enough person that you could take someone's advice with a grain of salt and ultimately make a great informed decision for yourself, you need to hear me out on what I'm saying. Now, I'm sure there are women out there that think they're objective in receiving advice and addressing their issues, but truthfully, they're just a slave to their friends and family's opinions. Then you have other women who intentionally choose who they call with relationship problems because they know the type of response they'll get. Like, oh, whether to leave your man or keep working on the relationship. You know, the women that do this know exactly who they are getting their advice from, and you should too, but for the right reasons, of course. Now, you also have some women that unconsciously choose to call a person who will just tell them what they want to hear. This is really unhealthy, and it really doesn't allow us to make the necessary changes to our bad habits that we need to, and you know, whether the bad habit is staying with the wrong man or self-sabotaging your relationships or being the cause of the relationship problems, you need to know what's going on with yourself. You need to know what's inspiring your behavior. Now, whatever type of woman you are, you definitely need to know who you're getting your advice from. If you know the type of advice that your friends tend to give, then you can always choose to go to the friend that gives you the best, truthful, and real advice 100% of the time, not just when her relationship is going well. So, for the women who do not know, I'm going to break down and explain the four basic types of women advisors, as I'd like to call them. Now, the first three you have to avoid. Now, the first type of woman advisor is the bitter belle. The bitter belle thinks that all men are dogs. Now, while I do believe there are a lot of scumbags out there, I don't believe that all men are dogs. But that's a different conversation. Now, the bitter Belle is usually never in a relationship, or if she is, it's dysfunctional and she's unhappy in it. Now, her advice is always to dump your man, find someone new, move on, cheat on him, girl. She most likely never even gave the person you were dating a chance before she wrote him off. In her mind, she never saw your relationship as lasting or having a future in the first place. So she encourages you to act inappropriately for someone who's in a relationship. And you just have to avoid the bitter Belle's advice because, one, you might miss out on a good man over your friend's own issues and neuroses. Two, her cynical view of men in relationships may rub off on you more than you think. And three, her advice will most likely leave you bitter and alone, just like her. The second type of woman advisor is the go-along girl. You all know who the go-along girl is. She just goes along with whatever mood she thinks you're in. So if you call her crying saying, "Girl, I'm gonna dump my man for cheating," she'll cheer you on. "Yeah, girl, dump him. He was never good to you. You deserve better." But if you call her saying, "Girl, he cheated on me, but I think I want to give him another chance. I really love him, and I think we can make it work," she'll say, "Yeah, don't give up on him, girl. I'm sure you can make it work. You do love him." So this is not the kind of person you want to get advice from, because she really gives you no advice at all. She doesn't help you get an objective perspective on the situation. She doesn't really care to help you make a decision that's going to be good for you in the long run. Instead, she just helps you make a decision that's only going to provide you temporary or short-term gratitude, short-term gratification. She gives you what you want in the moment, and that's all. And that's not what's necessarily healthy or best for us. If you're in the habit of making bad choices with men or bad decisions in relationships, the go-along girl is only going to enable this behavior. We want long-term gratification, ladies. We need to make decisions that truly benefit our well-being, and the go-along girl does not help us accomplish anything beneficial in our lives. So the go-along girl is a woman advisor that you have to avoid. The third women advisor that we all must avoid is the captain save a relationship girl. The captain save a relationship girl will never, ever tell you to end a relationship or leave a man under any circumstances. I mean, he could cheat on you, beat you. He could have tried to molest or rape your child. And she would never tell you to leave this man. And I know that's very sick and very harsh, but it's a reality. It's the truth. And there are many women out there like this that think this way. I mean, the captain save a relationship girl sees being in a relationship as better than being single at all cost. I mean, to them, it's more shameful to be single than to be with a man that treats you and your family terribly, and it's really a shame. So you must avoid this woman advisor at all costs. And I'm not saying you can't be close friends, and if you're family, you're always going to be family. I'm just saying, don't ever take their advice. So who do you go to for advice? The answer? The reality check girl. Okay? The reality check girl. I mean, this woman advisor's name says it all. She gives you a necessary reality check. She always brings you back down to reality, and she helps you see a situation for what it really is. She helps you look at a situation more objectively so that you can really see the light at the end of the tunnel and make a smart decision for yourself. She doesn't really sugarcoat things, especially if she thinks you're not going to get the point or maybe you're a little hard-headed. But you know she's keeping it real because this girl will tell you those things that you just don't want to hear. She'll only tell you to leave a man when she's 100% sure that the man is really bad for you, and will always clearly explain why she feels that way. She'll never pressure you to make a decision to stay or leave with a man, but she'll definitely help you see your relationship objectively and clearly so that you can really make the final decision on whether you want to stay with him and work it out or leave and look for something better. The reality check girl, she gives constructive feedback. She doesn't fan the flame. She doesn't instigate more problems and issues. And this is why you get your advice from her. Overall, everyone needs someone to talk to about the relationship or dating issues at some point. And that's completely normal. And I actually encourage people to talk things out because it gives you better perspective and it kind of helps you work through the problems just a little easier. I mean, and when I say talk things out, I always have to add the disclaimer that it has to be with the right person. But it is really important to know who you're getting your advice from so that you can filter what they are telling you. And that helps you make the most educated and beneficial decision for yourself. You have to understand why a person is giving you the advice that they're giving you. Our experiences in life shape our perspective, and it also shapes our opinion and the advice we give to other people. So please, just be aware of this so that the next time you go to any friends or family members for advice, you'll have a better understanding of who is giving out the advice from their heart and who is giving out advice from another place. Once we recognize our behaviors and bad habits that hold us back, we can actually address them and make changes for the better. Now, before I wrap things up today, I first want to leave you with my weekly dose of dating wisdom. This is really my opportunity to really just share some enlightening food for thought with you. So here it goes. A lot of women put off working on themselves because they feel like, well, if I'm not in a relationship, what's the point? Who am I working on myself for? Well, the answer to that question is you. If you're not interested in fixing your faults or bad habits because you're not in a relationship, or maybe you're not interested in marrying anytime soon, you still need to work on yourself because bad habits are hard to break. And if you don't start at least trying and practicing now, there's really not much of a chance that you'll change years down the line. So get yourself together now. So when you're ready to take that big step, a good man will be ready to take it with you. If you're interested in getting married one day, you don't want just any man. You want a man that's right for you and is going to treat you well. And when I say treat you well, I don't mean whining and dining. I mean being loving and considerate and things of that nature. Sometimes in the crazy dating game, we get so caught up trying to snag a man that we look past his shortcomings and we find a way to make him fit our life. But we need to remember to use our power of choice. You don't have to settle for the first guy that wants to date or marry you. After you get to know a man, you need to decide for yourself if he has the qualities in a man that you need. A man may choose you, but you also have to choose him. And if you want a good man, you're going to have to give him a good woman. Mentally, emotionally, and yes, physically. So work on yourself now, so that when you get in a relationship with the right man, you won't have to work so much on yourself then. And that's my weekly dose of dating wisdom. I look forward to this journey we are starting on Dee's Dating Diary. And I hope that all my listeners will feel free to write me with any questions or topics you'd like addressed. And really, your feedback about each episode is always appreciated, so please share your thoughts and comments. You can send them to my email address at dsdatingdiary@gmail.com. Good night and happy dating, ladies.